این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
One of the major objectives of the Holy Prophet's mission had been to undertake a struggle against oppressors and exploiting powers. He attacked rebellious and wicked oppressors only with the power of faith and decision-making. And in less than half a century, he delivered the message of unity to the greatest inhabited areas of the world. Islam is so dear and so great that the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny and his holy household sacrificed their whole lives and all they had for its sake. Despite all his exhausting efforts and suffering in the way of the divine cause, the great Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, never ceased and withdrew from jihad with oppressors until the end of his life.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Welcome to the Spring of the Truth from Arabic English Radio. Today we're again with you with another statement of the late leader of the Islamic Ummah, Ayatollah Khomeini rahmatullah alayh. Imam Khomeini in a statement said that this understanding between the government and the nation is at the top of our agenda. So it's quite clear based on what we have been saying earlier and what we have said from the statements of the late Imam Khomeini that the Islamic leader and the Islamic government are intermingled with the nation themselves, and there is a real cooperation between them. That's why he says that there must be an understanding between the government and the nation, and this is at the top of the agenda. Definitely a government or a leader who has been selected and elected by people, he has to understand. It has to understand the people and the nation well. And again, the people who have selected a person to be the leader of the government, to be running the affairs of the people, there is a sort of, let's say, sympathy and empathy between them, and they understand each other well. And if there is a government without the support of the people, and there would be a separation and there would be a gap between the government and the nation.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi. Sallallahu alayhi.
In an Islamic model, there is no gap between the people and the government and the Islamic leader. In case Muslim leaders come to this understanding that they have to be from and among the people and among the nation, then we shall find the beauty of such a model flourishing in different aspects of their lives. Let's hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this tawfiq to understand the Islamic concepts and the Islamic rulings from the right sources. Till our next session, that I'll get back to you with another statement by the late Imam Khomeini. I'll live in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, every night and every day.